This study aimed to investigate the effect of environmental sustainable, green architecture on the prosperity of ecotourism lodges in Mazandaran province. This research is qualitative and employed the fuzzy Delphi method. The statistical population included experts in the field of architecture and tourism, as well as lodge owners in Mazandaran province, from whom 15 individuals were purposefully selected. The tools used in this study included expert-oriented questionnaires. Based on the fuzzy Delphi approach and expert-oriented questionnaires, final variables were identified and categorized. The findings included the following: quantitative and qualitative environmental development encompassing 1. Adherence to and improvement of environmental quality, both natural and human. 2. Professional interior design and innovation in infrastructure and exterior facades. 3. Size and extent of the environment. And 4. Environmental protection and cleanliness. Vernacular architecture included 1. Revival and application of vernacular architecture. 2. Simple vernacular interior architecture. 3. Vernacular structure of products, services and tourism activities. 4. Simple vernacular interior architecture. Eco-friendliness included 1. Compatibility with the natural environment. 2. Use of natural materials in vernacular interior architecture. 3. Natural materials in vernacular interior architecture to reduce energy consumption and enhance environmental sustainability. 4. Adaptation and harmony with the environment. And 5. Avoidance of using environmentally incompatible building materials. Environmental sustainability included 1. Use of green spaces and better water utilization. 2. Use of green technologies such as solar panels. 3. Use of clean and alternative energies. And 4. Selection of tourism locations based on their setting, mountain, plain, forest. Economic factors included 1. Expansion and development of lodges. 2. Increase in temporary and seasonal employment. 3. Development of local jobs and entrepreneurship leading to increased welfare and regional income. And 4. Increase in income and welfare of local cities and regions. Socio-cultural factors included 1. Reverse migration to villages. 2. Occurrence of cultural changes. And 3. Rural growth and development. Cost-benefit analysis included 1. Affordability of ecotourism lodges. 2. Reduction in travelers' accommodation costs compared to hotels. And 3. Investment in ecotourism lodges with significant financial returns.